前我们曾经有两次的证道，都是讲到跟信心有关系的。
Recently, we have talked twice on the basic theme of faith.
有一次我们讲到什么是信心。
First time we discussed this, we talked about what is faith.
大家还记得我讲了七点。
I don't know if you still remember, I spoke about 7 points.
我们相信有一位神。
We believe there is a God.
我们相信这位神离我们并不远。
We also believe that this God is near to us.
我们相信这位神是有能力的神。
We also believe this God is a powerful God.
他能。
He is able.
我们相信这位神是有爱心的神，他肯。
We also believe that this God that we believe in is a loving God, meaning that He is willing.
这个四点很要紧。
These 4 points are very important.
有一位神，神就在我们旁边，神有能力，神又肯帮助。你说这位神多好。
There is a God, and He is near us, and also He is able, and also He is willing.
那么后三点是讲到我们人应当有的反应。
The last 3 points concerning faith, talks about our response to God.
信靠、信从、信服，这是讲到三个不同的角度，我们应当有的反应。信靠就是有一个依靠神的心，信从就是顺服神的心，信服就是完全的奉献。
We talked about 3 attitudes of a believer. First one is that we trust God, we depend on Him. Second one, we obey Him, we listen to Him. Thirdly, we dedicate ourselves to Him.
上一次我讲到。提到你离神的国有多远
Last time I talked to you about how far away are you from the kingdom of God.
离神的国近，还没有进去，还是没有得救。
If you come very close into entering God's kingdom and yet not enter, you're still very far away from it.
进到教堂是好的，进到神的国那是更重要的。
It's good that a person comes into the church of God.It's even better if he can spiritually enter into God's kingdom.
在希伯来书里面好几个地方勉励我们要注意自己离神的国有多远。
Several places in the book of Hebrews, the question is asked, how near are you to the kingdom of God?
有一些人他们忽略了神的救恩 neglect.
Some people have neglected the salvation in the Lord.
有一些人他们故意的犯罪。
And then others who purposefully...committing sins.
另外还有一些人他们心里刚硬不信。
And there are others who are hardened in their hearts, unwilling to believe.
查考圣经你知道最大的罪不是杀人不是放火最大的罪就是不信有一位神。
If you search through the Bible, what is the greatest sin? If there is a greater sin, that is, would be the sin of unwillingness to believe.
一个小孩子他最大的过犯不是偷钱也不是考试作弊他是不认他的父亲是他的爸爸
The greatest sin a child can commit is not cheating on his exam or lie or stealing but is to not recognize his father as his father
一个人不相信神这是个很大的罪
Unbelief is the greatest sin that we can have against God
希伯来书告诉我们一个人若是他这样的抵挡神他落在永生神的手里
In the book of Hebrews, it says that if a person has this type of hardened attitude toward God, he is in the wrathful hand of God.
今天我们要继续的思想关于信心一方面的内容。
This morning, we'd like to continue thinking about this theme of faith.
盼望神帮助我们在座的每一位没有信心的，我们要得到这个信心。已经有信心的，盼望能够长进。
We hope and pray that our Lord Jesus this morning would help those who do not have faith to have more faith, to have faith, and for those who have a little bit of faith to have more faith in Him.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
请大家看希伯来书第十一章。
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章的第一节可以说是圣经中。对信心所下的定义
Verse 1 of chapter 11 can be used as a definition of faith.
在这里有两句话形容信心
There are 2 phrases here describing what faith is.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, faithis the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
所望的事，就是说将来的事，神应许还没有成就的那些事。
Assurance of things hoped for. What are the things hoped for? The things hoped for are the things that is to happen in the future. It has not happened yet.
所望之事的实底，实底这两个字很难明白。
The word here, assurance, is very difficult to understand.
实底在圣经原来的意思就是说，一个放在下面或者说放在后面隐藏的那个东西。
The word here in the original intent is to describe a certain thing which is below or which is behind or underneath something.
等一会儿我们要收奉献。
In a few moments, we're going to collect offering.
我们要用这个奉献袋。
We're going to use the offering bag.
奉献袋在哪里呢？
Where's the offering bag?
我告诉你们在这个讲台的后边。
The offering bags are behind the pulpit here.
你们都看不见。
None of you can see them.
啊，假如做主席的弟兄很忧虑，待会儿收奉献，这个袋子怎么办？找不到怎么办呢？那就不必忧虑，因为我已经看见了在这儿。我告诉你，就在这儿，放心，有的。
Now the chairman this morning may worry that there are no offering bags, but because I have seen these bags by me telling you, you can count on it, you can believe in it, that they're here.
信就是所望之事的实底，意思就是说你盼望一件事情，它果然就是那个样子，一定是那个样子。
So what does it mean? The assurance of things hoped for simply means that the things that we hope for, the things that we hope is true, we can have the confidence that those things are true.
是未见之事的确据，这个确据就是一种的凭据。
A conviction of things not seen, the word conviction there is the evidence or the basis.
哎呀，你工作了很多年，你很盼望有一栋自己的房子。
You work for many years and you hope that one day you have your own house.
有一天你看中了一栋房子，你开始跟那个人联络，后来签了一个契约，你拿到那张纸的时候就是一个凭据，你知道那个房子一定是你的。
So one day you get to a point where you're able to buy a house, and finally you bought a house, and when you receive the deed for that house, that deed is the evidence of your ownership for the house.
信心非常要紧。
Faith is very important.
你们祷告祈求无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。这是圣经的话。
The Bible says very clearly that if you pray, and by praying and believing, then you shall receive.
信心就是对你盼望中将来的一件事情那种确实坚定的信念，好像有一个契约一样的有把握，它一定是这样。
The thing, assurance of things hoped for. Faith is simply the things that we are hoping to be true in the future. We have the confidence that we know those things will be true.
信心和盼望有很密切的关系。
Faith and hope, they have a very intimate relationship.
可是单单盼望不是信心。
But just hope is not necessarily faith.
很多人都有盼望，可是没有信心。
Many people have hopes, but sometimes they don't have faith.
信心乃是说对某一种的盼望有这个确实的把握，知道它一定会变成事实。
Faith is simply the hope which carries with it the assurance or the confidence that it will be true.
很多人看圣经提到信心那么要紧，可是他自己没有信心。
Many Christians, when they read the Bible, they know that faith is very important, but they know deep down inside that they don't really have that faith.
没有信心的缘故就是他没有一个建立那个信心房屋的基础。
The reason that they don't have faith is because the house they build is not built on sound foundations.
那个真正的信心，不被摇动的信心，只有一个最可靠的根基，就是神的话。
That faith that is solid, that is unshakable, can only be built on one foundation, and that is God's word.
有人说我有信心，可是你问他你是根据什么，他讲不出来他的信心的根据在哪里。
Sometimes you meet a person who says I have faith, and you ask him what do you base your faith on, and he can't say anything, he can't give you a good answer.
不晓得你会不会有些时候眼睛跳。
I don't know if sometimes you have these
眼睛会跳。
Your eyelids sort of
这个有些人眼睛跳啊，嘿，他就相信啊，一定有事情要发生了。
Sometimes when the muscles in your eyelids sort of have a spasm, and some people believe that that's a sign of good luck.
Not necessary.
Or something is definitely going to happen.
左边的眼睛跳啊，有人相信啊，就有好事情。
If your eye...
右边的眼睛跳，那就要倒霉了。
Oh. If your left eyelid moves, contracts, and they say, then that's good luck.
左眼是good luck.
Yeah. And then the right eye is just the opposite. It's something bad will happen.
有些人相信啊，他打喷嚏的时候啊，一定是有人在背后说他的坏话。
And some people believe that when a person sneezes, it's because someone else is saying bad things about him.
有人相信他耳朵热啊，一定是有人在想他了。 And
sometimes when we feel warm in our ears, and they think that that's because someone is thinking about them.
有很多人相信很多怪事情。
Many people believe in many different things.
很多人在美国，他们都相信13这个数字是不好的。
Many people believe in this country that the number 13 is unlucky.
你下次到一个旅馆去看看有没有13楼没有的。
You would sometimes, if you go into a big hotel, you will notice that there's no 13th floor.
坐飞机的时候，你注意看看有没有13排是没有的，13号也是没有的。
When you get onto the airplane, you'll notice that many times the 13th row is missing.
还有一些人说礼拜五是一定不好的。
Or Friday is the unlucky day.
我不晓得是根据哪一段圣经，有人说夏娃偷吃那个果子就是礼拜五。
Some people believe that Friday is an unlucky day, and they even say that, I don't know where they found this in the Bible, that the day that Eve ate of the fruit of the forbidden tree was on a Friday. Many people believe in many of these very strange and odd
things.
These are superstition.
没有圣经根据的这些所谓的信心是迷信，不是真的信心。
Superstitions are false faith or false beliefs.
我再一次的说，我盼望每一个人都能够很清楚的了解那个真正的信心。你必须有神的话做根据。Let
me say it once again. The things that we have faith in must be based on something that's an objective. That is God's word.
神要求我们有信心，神又给我们一本圣经，要不然我们信什么？God
asks us to have faith, but He gives us a Bible to base our faith on.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
你抓不到神。
We cannot grab hold of Him.
可是有一个人说了一句很好的话。
But one time someone said these words.
这句话在过去我基督徒的生活当中给了我很大的帮助。
These words have been great encouragement to me in my own personal Christian life.
他说你要在神的话上抓住神。
He says you need to grab hold of God in His words.
有些时候我在神面前祷告，我把圣经打开，我指的那一节圣经，我说你这样说过，你按着这样做吧。
Sometimes I open my Bible, claiming a promise. I put one finger on that one verse, and I say to God, God, you said this. I'm claiming this verse for myself. True faith implies that we take God's word and we hold on to them to count for something.
这个世界上什么东西都在改变。
Just about everything in this world changes.
圣经上说有一天天地都要改变。
The Bible even said one day heaven and earth will pass away. Only God will not change. Only God's word will last forever.
若是我们对神有信心，对神的话有信心，我们的信心就是不被动摇的信心。If
we have faith in God by having faith in God's words, then our faith will be unshakable.
希伯来书第11章第1节讲到信心的定义，第2节就讲到有很多信心的范例，信心的模范记在圣经里供我们参考。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 gives us the definition of faith. Starting at verse 2 in that chapter, we see many examples of faith.
请看第二节。
Please look at verse 2 with me.
古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Verse 2, Hebrews chapter 11. For by it the men of old gained approval.
这个证据是什么意思？
What is the word approval?
我们在第4节、第5节都可以找到同样的一个字。
In verses 4 and 5, we also find similar words.
第4节。
Verse 4.
亚伯因着信，献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证。请大家注意这个见证。 跟那个证据是同一个字。
Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. The word testimony there is the same word in the original language.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以挪因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。这个名证跟那个第一节的证据是同一个字。
Verse 5. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness.That before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. The word witness there is also the same word as approval and testimony.
在使徒行传里面讲到耶路撒冷的教会选新的执事。
In Acts chapter 6, we read concerning a particular event during the first century Christian church. They gathered together to elect deacons for their church.
要选新的执事，当然条件很多。
They want to elect new deacons for their church. Obviously, there would be many qualifications.
有一个条件，圣经上记载说，这些人他们必须有好名声。
One thing is that in verse 6, in chapter 6 of Acts, it says that one of the qualifications of these men that they would choose to be deacons is that they would have good reputation.
这个有好名声这个字跟希伯来书第十二十一章刚才我们所念的那个证据是同一个字。
Seven men of good reputation. The word good reputation there is the same words as the three I have just shared with you. Testimony, approval, and witness.
所以我们就可以了解在这里所说的古代的人在这信上做了美好的证据这是什么意思。
As we look deeper, then we'll understand what it means that by it, the men of Old Testament, gained their approval.
这一些古代的人，有信心的人，他们是一些有好见证的人，有好名声的人。
Those men of old in the Old Testament who were men of faith were men who had good reputation. They had good witness.
在第一节讲到信心一方面使自己得到好处。有确实的盼望。另外一方面，第二节讲到信心也可以使我们在人的面前为神做一个美好的见证。
First of all, in verse 1 it says that faith benefits us. It's assurance of things that we hope for. On the other hand, in verse 2 it says that faith also can be a sign of approval for us in our lives as a witness for God in front of other men.
今天兄弟的讲题是圣经中的名人录。
The topic for the message this morning is Who's Who in the Bible?
在希伯来书第十一章里面记载了圣经中最有名的人。
In chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews is a list of who's who's in the Bible or the Hall of Fame.
若是神许可今天早晨我们要思想这些人中间排在最前面的三个一个是亚伯一个是以诺一个是挪亚。
If the Lord willing this morning I'd like to share with you three, the first three persons in this list of Hall of Famers.Abel, Enoch, and Noah.
这三个人，他们生活的时代不同，环境不同，遭遇的事情都不同，可是有一个相同，他们三个人都是相信神。
These three men lived in different times, in different cultures, in different environments, at different places, and yet all three of them share one common denominator, and that is they all have faith in God.
圣经上讲到亚伯因着信心向神献祭。
The Bible says Abel.By faith, offer to God a better sacrifice.
以诺因着信心与神同行。
Enoch, by faith, walk with God.
挪亚因着信心建造方舟。
And Noah, by faith, built the ark.
在希伯来书第十一章里面讲到的这些人，全部都是有信心的人。
All the names of the people that you read in chapter 11 of Hebrews are men who had faith in God.
有神的话不够。要相信神的话才行。
It's not enough just to have God's word, but we also need to have faith in God's word.
我盼望我们在座的每一个人，不但是今天早上你手里有一本圣经，你打开了圣经，你看，你听人讲，你要有信心。
I hope this morning, everyone sitting in this room, not only you have a Bible in your hand, you have it open and reading it, but you would also have faith.
我们先来看亚伯的信心。
First of all, let's take a look at Abel.
第四节讲到亚伯。因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他 他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks.
亚伯是谁?
Who is Abel?
他是人类的始祖亚当的儿子。
Abel was a son of the first man, Adam.
亚当的失败就是他不相信神的话。
The failure of Adam was that he did not have complete faith in God's word.
挪亚的成功就是他相信神的话。
The success of Noah is because he believed in God's word.
你看在这里有一个人，父亲失败了，儿子成功了。
You can see here an example where the father fails, the son succeeds.
亚当他违背了神的命令，他不相信神的话，他反而相信魔鬼的话。
Adam, not only he did not believe in God's word, but he also was tempted and believed in Satan's words.
魔鬼常常引诱一个人失败，就是让他怀疑神的话。
One very famous tactic that Satan used is to cause you and I to doubt God's word.
神的话对他讲得很清楚。
God's words are very clear.
后来魔鬼来了。
But Satan comes along.
魔鬼借着那条蛇引诱他。哎呀，难道神说的是真的吗？
Satan using the serpent to question Adam, saying, is it really true that God said that?
不一定吧。
Not necessarily. Maybe not.
有些时候，我看着那个蛇的照片，啊，特别是那个响尾蛇，它站起来的时候，那个样子就像一个 question mark， 像一个问号，让人怀疑，怀疑，怀疑。
Very often I see picture of a snake, especially a cobra.When the cobra stands up, it looks very much like a question mark. And I believe this is the tactic Satan often uses to question you. Are you sure? Are you sure?
可是在这个地方，这个失败的父亲从他的儿子得着了安慰。
But the father who failed, through his son, he received comfort.
在很多的人身上都看见这一类的事情。这是一个做父亲的很大的安慰。
We see many similar things in many other people's lives. This is one of the greatest comfort to a father.
父亲读书读得少，他希望他的儿女尽量多的受教育。他失败了，希望儿子成功。
You see many fathers who were not able to get the education he wanted. So he invests much effort in bringing out his son to give his son as much education as he could possibly afford.
做父亲的身体不好，他特别注意他子女的健康、营养、休息、运动。
A father, he may be weak physically, not very healthy. He would pay special attention to bring up his children, give them the best possibility for having a healthy physical condition.
一个做父亲的人信耶稣信得太晚，他就是盼望他的儿女从小就信主，不要走那么多冤枉路。
A father who came to know the Lord very late in his life.He has a strong desire to see his children to come to know Jesus at a very early age without going through all the wandering before they get there.
亚伯是圣经里面所记载的第一位信心的英雄。
Abel was the very first person recorded in the Bible who is considered a hero of faith.
他也是圣经里面所记载第一个为信仰而死的人。
He was also the very first person who died for his faith.
圣经上讲到亚伯死了，他是怎么死的？他是被杀死的。
The Bible said Abel died. How did Abel die? Abel was murdered.
圣经里面所记载，第一个肉身死亡的人，不是因为年老死的，不是因为有病死的，他是被杀死的。
According to the Bible, the very first person who actually died physically did not die of old age, but was murdered.
什么人杀他？是他的哥哥杀他。
Who killed Abel? It was his older brother, Cain.
为什么要杀他？
Why did Cain kill Abel? Because of jealousy.
因为嫉妒就把他杀了。
Because of jealousy, Cain killed his younger brother Abel.
你看这个第四节讲到，亚伯所献的祭比该隐所献的更美。该隐就是杀约伯的那个亚伯的那个哥哥。
Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain. Cain was his older brother.
因为神喜欢亚伯的祭，不喜欢该隐的祭。该隐就嫉妒，就杀了他的兄弟。
Because God took delight in Abel's sacrifice and not in Cain's sacrifice, that Cain developed jealousy toward Abel.
亚伯献的祭是羊群中头生的 和羊的脂油。
The sacrifice that Abel offered was the first of the sheep in his flock.
该隐所献的祭是田地里面的畜产。
The sacrifice that Cain offered was the harvest, the grain harvest from his fields.
亚伯所献的祭里面有血，该隐所献的祭里面没有血。
The sacrifice that Abel gave involving shedding of the blood, but not the sacrifice that Cain provided.
大家想想看，在圣经里面所记载的这个人，他刚刚向神献祭，神不悦纳，他马上就生出来一个要杀人的心。你说这个人多可怕？
Think about it. Cain offered his sacrifice, and God was not pleased with his sacrifice. And then the first thought that came to him was that he developed this jealousy toward another person who offered a better sacrifice, and he plotted to kill this person.
圣经创世纪里面记载，神看中了亚伯和他的祭，神看不中该隐和他的祭。
The Bible is very clear that God delighted, was pleased with Abel, and also was pleased with Abel's sacrifices, but not Cain.
人所注重的常常不是神所注重。
What man thinks is very important is not necessarily what God thinks is very important.
神看中亚伯的祭，是因为他看中了这个人。
The reason that God delighted in Abel's sacrifice is because God delighted in the person who presented the sacrifice.
可能有些人他好像做得很好，可是神不一定悦纳，因为神不悦纳这个人，他不能悦纳这个人所献的祭。
Sometimes a person may look very good, but it doesn't matter what he gives. If God is not pleased with that person, God will not be pleased with whatever that person gives.
人比他所做的更要紧。
The man who does things is more important than the things which he does.
自从人类犯罪以后，我们需要借着各样的祭物来接近神。
After man has sinned, we need the only way that we can come back to God is somehow to pay for that sin through sacrifices.
因为人和神中间有一个拦阻。
Because there's a barrier which comes between God and man.
可是，圣经告诉我们，并不是所有的人所献的祭都是神喜悦的，有一些神喜悦，有一些神不喜悦。
The Bible is also very clear that not all sacrifices given by man are pleasing to God. Some are pleasing, some are not.
为什么亚伯所献的神看为美呢？因为他是一个有信心的人，神悦纳他，神悦纳他所献的。
Why is it that God is pleased with Abel and his sacrifices? Because Abel was a man of faith, and God knew his faith and delighted in his offerings.
亚伯的父亲亚当犯罪以后，圣经上讲。神为亚当夏娃做了一件皮子的衣服，在这个圣经记载的背后，我们就可以知道神杀了一只羊。
If you will think back to the very beginning, when Adam and Eve first sinned, they covered themselves with leaves, and then after God found out about it, the Bible says that God clothed them instead of leaves with animal skin. So we can deduce from that in coveringAdam and Eve, God had to kill an animal to obtain the animal skin.
一只羊被杀死了，它的血流出来了，这就是预表神为人所预备的救主耶稣基督为我们的罪舍命在十字架上。
It is very clear that God is giving them a sign that because of their sins, they need to be covered. In covering them, there needs to be the killing of a sheep.By shedding the sheep's blood, that they can have the clothing for them.
一个没有血的祭，就是表示说这个人他要靠自己的功劳想要得救，那是走不通的一条路。
A sacrifice which does not involve the shedding of blood implies that that man who presented that sacrifice is based on his own effort to come to God.
所有不信靠耶稣基督、不相信十字架的宝血的那些祭物，都是该隐的祭，都是神不能悦纳的。
All the gifts that you can bring to God.If it's because of your own effort, without coming through the shedding of blood on the cross, those sacrifices are of no value. They are Cain's sacrifices.
虽然亚伯是一个很可怜的人，是被人嫉妒而杀的人，可是圣经上说他是有名的信心的伟人。
Although Abel was persecuted by his brother and eventually killed by his brother, the Bible said that he was a hall of famer. He was a hero of faith.
我好喜欢这个第四句。
I really like verse 4 here.
我们再来看这个第四句。
Let's look at verse 4 again.
一，亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美， 因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。你注意下面的话，说他虽然死了啊，这个讲到虽然死了，这个话太好了。
By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead.
一般的人死了就完了，可是圣经上在死了的前面还加上两个字，虽然。
Usually when a person dies, that's the end of him. But the Bible added this one word in describing Abel's death. He says, though he is dead.
这个字 though, 中文说虽然，这个字非常宝贵。
This word though there is very, very precious.
一个有信心的人，死并不是一切的结束。
A person who has faith, though he dies, that is not the end of him.
虽然带到一个多么大的能力，把人类最大的那个仇敌死都打倒了。
Though he is dead, and yet that is not the end. We have conquered death.
他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话，死了的人还能够说话。
Through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks.
他说什么话？
What does he say?
他借着他所做的见证，今天在每一个看圣经的人耳中还在说话。
What is he saying? He is saying to us through his testimony of his life to every personwho opens the Bible and reads about Abel.
亚伯告诉我们，耶稣基督的十字架是唯一得救的道路。
What Abel is saying to us is that the road through Jesus Christ, through shedding of his blood, is the only way back to God.
亚伯告诉我们，那个杀身体不能杀灵魂的，你不要怕他。
Abel is telling us also that don't be afraid of the one who kills your body, but who cannot kill your soul.
亚伯告诉我们，那个逼迫信徒的恶人，神迟早要给他们刑罚。
He is also telling us that don't be troubled by those who persecute you, those who persecute God's people, because in time God will deal with them with His own justice.
亚伯还告诉我们
，Abel also tells us，
他告诉我们说，一个敬虔度日的人，虽然有人会逼迫他，可是神喜悦他。
That a person who has faith in God, who seeks after God, may be persecuted by others.But God counts him as pleasing to him.
亚伯告诉我们，那个在基督里面死了的人是有福的，虽然他死了，他工作的果效永远长存。
Abel is also telling us that those who die for their faith, their life do not end there. Their message, their testimony, their life goes on.
亚伯的事情让我们想到主耶稣登山宝训里面所说的话。
Abel reminds us of the words that Jesus spoke when he went up to the mountain of Calvary.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天上的赏赐是大的。
Oh, on the Mount of Olives, when he gave the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the persecuted, for they shall receive blessing.
我们接下去再看以诺的信心。
The second person we'd like to look at is Enoch.
希伯来第十一章第五节讲到以诺因着信被借去。不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他借去了，只是他被借去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Verse 5, By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained a witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God.
在圣经里面记载以诺的事情很少。
There are very few versesactually talked about Enoch in the Bible.
在这个犹大书里面记载，我不晓得你找不找得到犹大书。
It's in the book of
在圣经最后边啊，就是在启示录的前面，犹大书只有一章。现在请大家看犹大书里面记载的以诺。
Couple of the very few verses about Enoch is in the book of Jude, almost the second last book in your Bible, just before Revelation, the Epistle of Jude.
犹大书，请看第十四节。
There's only one chapter in that book. Please look at verse 14 with me.
这里讲到以诺是谁？他是亚当第七世的孙子。
Verse 14 tells us who Enoch was. Enoch was the seventh generation from Adam.
他曾预言这些人说，看哪，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判。我就读到这里。
Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly deeds.
在这里讲到以诺，他从神那里得到了一个异象，他预言耶稣基督将来要审判世界上的人。
Enoch received a revelation, a vision from the Lord, and this vision concerns the fact that Jesus one day will return to this earth to judge man.
我相信这个异象对以诺的一生有很大的影响。
I believe this revelation, this vision that Enoch had made a great impact in his life.
在创世纪第五章也记载以诺的事情，我们可以看一下。
In Genesis chapter 5, we also read about Enoch.
创世纪第五章第二十一节。
Genesis chapter 5, verse 21.
以诺活到六十五岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了三百六十五岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 21 says, And Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, but God took him.
在创世纪里面就是这个四节圣经，就是这么短，可是这么宝贵，讲到以诺。
In the book of Genesis, we only have these four verses about Enoch. Very short, but very precious.
在这里讲到两件跟信心有关的事情。
In these four verses, we can discern two things related to faith.
第一个讲到信心的表现，第二个讲到信心的结果。
First, we read concerning the expression of faith, and also secondly, the results.Of faith.
怎么知道他有信心呢？
How do we know that Enoch had faith?
他和神同行。
Verse 22 and verse 24 says he walked with God.
信心的结果就是有一天神把他带到天家去。
And the result of faith is that one day God took him to heaven, without having him to die at all.
以诺在六十五岁的时候，他生了一个儿子。自从他生那个儿子以后，他整个的灵程有了大的改变。
In verse 21, we read that Enoch was 65 years old when he had a son, Methuselah. Somehow, after the birth of the son, Methuselah, he walked with God. There was a change in his life at that time.
他的这个儿子马图萨拉这个名字的意思很重要。
The meaning of the son, Methuselah, is very important.
这个名字绝对不是他随便的起的。
I believe that Enoch didn't pick this name out of the blue.
很可能就是他看见了那个犹大书十四节里所讲的那个异象以后他起的。
I believe Methuselah, the name that he gave to his son, came from the vision which we read about in Jude, verses 14 and 15.
神要审判。
That one day God will judge.
神没有告诉他神什么时候审判。
God did not tell him when God is going to judge.
神只是告诉他说，这个孩子不是生下来了吗？孩子不是渐渐要长大吗？什么时候这个孩子一死，神的审判就来。
So God did not tell him when Methuselah, when the judgment will come, but God did give him a message. And the name of Methuselah means that when the son dies, that's when the judgment will come.
一个人要死啊，什么年龄都可以死。
A person can die at any age.
所以以诺他从那个时候开始预备随时要见神。
But from that moment on, he started to prepare to meet God.
与神同行，这是讲到他跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
You know, walk with God, walking with God means that he had a very close relationship with God.
这个与神同行的以诺，他过的是一个很正常的人的生活，这是很重要的。
Very importantly is that Enoch, though he walked with God all the days of his life since Methuselah was born, he also lived a very common life.
他并不是做一个和尚啊，做一个尼姑啊，啊，入山修道了，与神同行，不是这样。
He didn't become a hermit or a monk. He went up to the mountain to simply be with God and completely separated from the world.
你看这个短短的几节圣经怎么讲？他说：“以诺与神同行300年，并且生儿养女，过正常的人的生活。”
How do we know this? Well, in verse 22, it says, Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters. He lived a very common, average life.
主耶稣的祷告是这样说，他为基督徒祷告，他说：“神啊，我不求你让这些基督徒离开这个世界，我只是求你保佑他们脱离罪恶。”Jesus,
before he left this world, he once prayed for all his followers. And as he was praying to God the Father, he says, I do not ask you to take him out of this world, but to keep him from the evil one.
基督徒不需要穿一件特别的衣服，基督徒就是穿普通人的衣服，在世人的当中做光做盐。When
we became Christians, we need not look different. We don't have to put on special clothing as Christians. We live the same life, the same average life, but we are light and salt of this world.
以诺的故事告诉我们，基督徒一方面他可以灵性很追求、很长进，一方面他敬这个基督徒的本分。The
person of Enoch tells us that on one hand we can be very spiritual minded, we can walk with God, we can be very close to God, but at the same time that we are Christians, we still can live our life on this earth.
有一个青年人请我替他写一个推荐信，要申请一个奖学金。
A young person in this church asked me to write a recommendation letter for her application for some scholarship.
我问她你的成绩怎么样，她说都是A。哎呀，我听了好高兴。So
I asked her, well, how are your grades? And she said, all I ever got was A's. I said, oh, that's very good.
假如在我们礼拜堂青年团契那些最热心的都是C呀，哎呀，那就让我心里很难过。I
felt that, gosh, if all the leaders in the youth group always get C's, then I would feel very bad.
好学生不一定是好基督徒，好基督徒应当是好学生。A
good student may not be a good Christian, but I believe every good Christian should be a good student.
若是你是一个做父亲的，啊，学习以诺，你不但是说我要做个好基督徒，神要帮助你做个好父亲。If
you're a father, not only you should seek to be a good Christian, but you also should seek to be a good father.
以诺与神同行，他也生儿养女，不是单单生了，还要养啊。Enoch
walked with God for all those years, but he also had other sons and daughters, and he also raised those sons and daughters.
当我说好学生的时候，我的意思并不一定啊，说你的成绩都是A呀，这个不一定。When
I say to be a good student, I do not necessarily mean to get all A's.
乃是说你有没有尽你的本分，尽你的努力啊。
But the question is, are you doing the best that you possibly could?
并不是那些赚钱最多的丈夫都是最好的基督徒，不一定啊。It's
not necessarily true that the husband who makes the most money is the best husband.
有没有尽我们的本分，这个很要紧。
But are we being diligent? Are we producing to the point where our ability allows?
当我们衡量一个人是否成功的时候，你必须要把他的能力和他的努力放在一块比较。
To measure the success of a person, we need to take two things. We need to look at his achievement and also his ability, his capability, and we need to take these two in comparison.
在江的手边有两句很好的话，请大家听他念。There
are two phrases here, two sentences which are very good here. The first one says that success is not measured by what we are, it is measured by what we are.
礼拜五，我和青年人一同离开长堤，到 Catalina 那个岛上去。
On Friday, I left with the youth group for their winter retreat to the Catalina Islands.
我们坐了两个小时船，到了那个岛上。
We took a ferry boat, which lasted about 2 hours.
然后在那边的港口上又换了一条比较小的船，又大概开了20分钟。
And after we got to Avalon, we had to take another shore boat, which lasted, the ride lasted about 20 minutes.
可是因为那个海滩呢非常的平很浅，所以我们那个第二个船不能靠岸，我们又在海边上停下来，再坐了一个很小的平底船，然后到岸上去。
But because the waves were so still, that shore boat was not able to get close enough to the shoreline, so we had to take yet another boat in order to get ashore.
那是一个非常漂亮的营地。
It was a very, very beautiful place.
很多人到了那里都觉得好像到了夏威夷一样。
Many people who arrived there thought that it looked just like Hawaii.
那个地方的伙食设备也都很好。
And the camp facilities, the dining facility were great too.
这些青年人非常的有劲儿，晚上12点才睡觉，早上3、4点就起来在旁边海边钓鱼了。
The youth group members were so energetic. They didn't go to bed until about 12 at night, and by 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, they were up fishing.
这个营地的负责人对我说，他说你们这个 group, 你们这个团体非常好，你们一来我就发现不一样，因为有很多爱主的基督徒在中间。
The camp director told me that somehow as your group got here, I sensed that the group was very different because I sensed that many youth members here had great love for God.
很多基督徒用了很多的时间祷告，希望能够带领那个20多个啊参加营这个露这个露营的啊这个退休会还没有信主的朋友，希望带领他们信主。
Many Christians labored and prayed for a long time, or have been praying for the 20-some members who attended the conference who are yet non-believers.
我希望我们在座的人也为他们祷告，盼望这一次的退休会有很好属灵的收获。
And I pray that all of us sitting here this morning would also pray for those 20-some members that we would have a great spiritual harvest as a result of the retreat.
因为今天早上要讲到，所以我一个人提前昨天先回来。
Because I had to speak this morning, I came back by myself last night.
那些人他们今天晚上会回来。
And the rest of the youth members will be back tonight.
假如有哪一位家长有什么特别的事情要跟他们联络，我这里有这个电话号码，你们可以跟我讲，我就可以跟他们联络。
If there are any parents who may wish to contact their kids for any reason, I have their phone numbers, so please see me afterwards for their phone numbers.
我们看圣经希伯来书第十一章。
Please turn our Bibles to Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第四节。
Verse 4.
亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous.God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks.
兄弟，正道的题目是圣经中的名人录。
The theme for this morning is the who of who's in the Bible.
在希伯来书十一章里面列举了许多圣经中有名的人。
In 11th chapters of Hebrews, the Bible mentions many great men of faith.
这些人每一个人都是很有信心的。
Each one of these people in this chapter had great faith.
神最看重人的信心。
God delights most in the faith of man.
这里所举的第一个人就是亚当的儿子亚伯。
The first person mentioned here is Adam's son, Abel.
这里讲到亚伯，他是一个有信心的人，是一个蒙神悦纳的人。
Here it talks about Abel is a man of faith who pleased God.
可是他的遭遇却是非常不幸，他是被他的亲兄弟杀死的。
But yet his destiny was grim in that he was killed by his own brother.
虽然这个样子，圣经上说，亚伯虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Yet even so, the Bible says that though he is dead, he still speaks.
有很多的时候人他所做的事情比他口所说的更响亮。
Oftentimes, man's action speaks louder than his words.
一个人你说的话别人可能会忘记，可是你所做的事 你所摆出来的见证可以一直存下去。
Words that you speak may be forgotten by those who hear, but the actions that you act, that you do, are remembered by many, many afterwards.
亚伯勉励我们，当我们在为主受苦的时候，不要忘记，神会保佑你的。
Abel reminds us that as we are suffering for God, don't be discouraged because God will provide for us.
虽然他的身体被杀了，可是他的灵魂得救了。
Though his body was murdered, yet his soul was delivered.
圣经上说，那个杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
The Bible says that which cannot kill the soul but only kills the body, we do not have to be afraid.
我们再看这个第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
这里提到另外一个人，名字叫做以挪。
Here mentions yet another man whose name was Enoch.
以挪因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up he was pleasing to God.
这一节圣经告诉我们，以诺他没有死过，这是很特别的事情。
Here it talks about a very interesting event, and that is the fact that Enoch did not see death.
圣经里面只有两个人是从来没有死的，一个是以诺，另外一个就是先知以利亚。
There are only two human beings, two men in the Bible who never saw death. The first one is Enoch, and the second one is the prophet Jeremiah.
他们都是神很喜悦的人，神提他们升天了。
These two men are men that pleased God, and God took them from earth to heaven.
以诺他是一个跟神很亲近的人，圣经上说他与神同行300年之久。
Enoch was a man who walked with God, and the Bible says that he walked with God for 300 years.
神就把他接到天上去。
And God took him into the heaven.
以诺和以利亚提醒我们，当耶稣基督再来的时候，那个时候还活在地上的基督徒也要像他们一样被接升天。
And Enoch and the prophet Isaiah remind us that as Christ comes back again, all the Christians shall be taken up into the heavens just like they were.
好像是以利亚 Elijah, prophet
Elijah.
Elijah.
The prophet Elijah was taken up into heaven.
我们再看这个第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
这一节圣经告诉我们信心的两个重要的要点。
Here it talks about two important facts of faith.
第一是讲到你相信有一位神。
First, you must believe that there is a God.
可是单单相信有一位神还不够。
But it is not enough just to believe that there is a God.
你要相信，若是你投靠神，神要祝福你，神要赏赐你，神要恩待你。
You must also believe that if you were to trust God, that he is a rewarder and blesser of all good things.
很可惜有很多人他只相信有一位神，可是他不靠近神，他跟神没有关系。
Many people, sadly, believe that there is a God, but they do not draw near to God and trust God.
我们现在要看这个关于挪亚的事，记载在第七节。
Now we're going to look at verse 7, recording about the person of Noah.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪。自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
By faith Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
这一节圣经提到挪亚，提到他建造了一个方的船，方舟。
Here it mentions the person of Noah and how he built an ark.
圣经里面 关于亚伯的事情记得很少，关于以诺的事情也记得很少，可是关于挪亚就记得比较多。
In the Bible, stories concerning Abel and stories concerning Enoch are but few, but yet the Bible records great many things about Noah.
一想到挪亚，我们除了想到那个方的船以外，还想到就是那个时候很可怕的大洪水。
As we think about Noah, not only do we think about the ark, but the thoughts associated with it was the great flood and the sad situation of that time.
为什么有那个大的洪水呢？
Why was it that there was a great flood?
圣经上告诉我们，因为神从天上查看世人的时候，他发现世界上的罪恶很大。
The Bible tells us that as God looked down upon the earth, he saw the great sins of man.
到底犯了什么罪呢？
What kind of sin did man commit?
两种的罪，一种是行为的罪，另外一种是思想的罪。
There were two kinds of sins that man committed. One was the sin of action, one was the sin of attitude.
圣经上说，那个时候人整天所想的都是恶，都是坏的事情。
The Bible records that each thought of the man at that time were evil.
有一个坏的思想产生了坏的行为。
Because there were bad thoughts produced bad behavior.
假如你单单盼望不要有坏的行为，你却不能够禁止自己有坏的思想，那是很痛苦的事情。
If you do not wish to commit any evil action, you cannot dwell upon evil thoughts.
因为有什么样的生命，一定产生什么样的行为。
Because that kind of life will produce that kind of action.
一条猪和一条羊一定不一样，一个喜欢脏，一个喜欢干净。
A pig and a lamb are different. One likes to be in the dirt. One likes to be clean all the time.
坏的树一定结坏果子，好树它不可能结坏果子，这是一定的。
A good tree will bear good fruit, but a bad tree can never bear good fruit.
圣经上所讲的福音就是说，我们信耶稣以后，若是你真的信，有一个神迹要发生在你身上，你的生命要改变。
The Bible tells us that if you truly believe in Christ, a miracle will happen in your life, and that is your life will change.
在挪亚的那个时代，人的心思坏了，人的行为坏了，神很难过。
At the time of Noah, man's actions were wicked, and their thoughts were evil, and God was very, very sad.
所以神就决定，我要毁灭这个世界，要用洪水来淹没他们。
So God decided that he would destroy the earth.By sending a great flood to cover the earth.
可是神看见有一个人很好，这个人就是挪亚。
But God saw one man who was righteous, and that was Noah.
神就对挪亚说，洪水快要来，你现在要盖一个很大的船。
So God told Noah that there is about to be a great flood upon the earth, and that you should build an ark.
他就照着神的吩咐这样做。
So he obeyed God and did just that.
当洪水真的来到的时候，那些在方舟里面的得救了，在方舟外面的灭亡。
And when the great flood came, those within the ark were saved, and those outside the ark were destroyed.
刚才我们所念的这个第十一章第七节，讲到挪亚这个人的信心产生了四方面的果效。
In verse 7, we see that Noah's life of faith produced four.
我们大家一起再看这一节。
Please look at the verse again closely.
挪亚因着信既蒙神，这里提到神。下面，只是他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。这里提到他的家。然后呢，因此就定了那个世代的罪，提到当时的世代。然后他自己也受了从信而来的义。大家看见没有？这里提到四个。
There are four aspects.
提到神，提到他的全家，提到他同一个世代的人，也提到他自己。
Talked about four different groups of people, types of people. First, Noah was warned by God, and God is the first person, about things he had not seen. And in reverence, he prepared an ark for the salvation of his household. His household, his family, is the second group of people.For which he condemned the world. The world is the third group, and became an heir of righteousness. Talking about Noah himself.
我们先来思想信心对挪亚他本身产生什么效果。
Let's talk about the fruit of faith as it was manifested in Noah himself.
这里讲到因信称义的真理。
Here it talks about being an heir of righteousness.
一个人怎么样可以在神面前蒙神的喜悦呢？他需要有信心。
Talks about being righteous according to faith, and the way to please God is by faith.
我们不是靠我们的好行为得到神的喜悦，我们是靠着我们的信心。
We do not please God by our good behavior, but we please God by faith.
这是讲到因为信心得到神的称赞，被神悦纳，因着信心使你得救。
Here it talks about by faith we please God, we are exalted by God, and we are saved.
第二点，这里提到这个挪亚的家人。
Secondly, it talks about Noah's household or his family.
不但他得救，他的全家都得救。
Not only was Noah himself saved, but his whole household was saved.
这是我们很多人很羡慕的，是不是？
This is something that many of us are very envious of.
你信主了，还有其他的人，家里的人没有信主，你像盼望像挪亚一样，全家得救。
You may believe, but in your heart, you also desire that your whole family be saved as well.
挪亚建造的那个方舟非常大。
The ark which Noah built was very, very large.
我今天早晨早几分钟进到礼拜堂啊，我就是要看一看我们这个礼拜堂的尺码大概有多少。
This morning I came to the sanctuary a little bit early to take a little measurement or the dimension of the sanctuary.
要跟圣经里面所讲的那个方舟啊做一个比较。
I wanted to have a little comparison of the sanctuary with the ark mentioned in the Bible.
假如我眼睛测量的正确的话，我们这个礼拜堂这一面最高的地方大约是。三十尺，你们觉得差不多吧
？If my estimation is correct, I think the height of this wall in back of us is about 30 feet.
你知道方舟有多高呢
？Do you know how tall the ark was?
啊，挪亚几千年以前盖的那个方舟。
Thousands and thousands of years ago, the ark that Noah built.
他所建的那个方舟啊，那个尺码是神告诉他的。神跟他讲，你要造一个方舟要45尺。
The dimension and the proportion.With which he built the ark were told him by God, and God told him to build 45 feet
high,
taller than the sanctuary here.
我们这个礼拜堂有多宽呢？
Do you know how wide our sanctuary is?
啊，靠那边比较小，靠这边比较大啊，大约差不多40尺，我猜想。
Now the front of the sanctuary is a little bit wider and is about 40 feet in width.
方舟有多宽呢？75尺
The ark was 75 feet.
比这个大
Larger than this.
我们这个礼拜堂有多长呢
How about the length?
假如我计算的不错，大约有80尺左右
I think it's about 80 feet in length.
你知道方舟有多长
And the ark?
方舟有450尺
450.
大的吓人呢
It's so great that it's very, very surprising.
我昨天坐船的时候在 Long Beach 看见有些很大的游轮呢我想那个方舟大概就有那么大
When I was taking the ferry boat in Long Beach I saw many cruisers the pleasure cruisers and I thought maybe the ark was about as large as those
我们只有80尺它有450尺
This church is only 80 feet in length and yet the ark was 450 feet
有五倍六倍这么长
5 or 6 times longer
大家想想看挪亚这一家的人要盖这么大一个东西，他要花多少的钱呢？他要花多少的精神和力量
？Just think about the process of building this ark, the expenses and the time that it must have took to construct this.
挪亚一家只有八个人，为什么要盖那么大的一个船呢
？There were only 8 people in Noah's family, so why did they have to build such a large ark?
神是希望多一点的人得救。
Because God had hoped that more people would enter the ark and be saved.
挪亚盖了那个方舟以后，他请很多朋友，你们快点进来，洪水快要来了。可是那些朋友，他们不愿意进来。
After building the ark, Noah pleaded with his friends to come aboard and be delivered from this flood, but the friends refused.
挪亚在建造方舟的事情上证明他是一个不自私的人，神祝福他。虽然别人没有进来，可是他全家的人都得救了。
The story about how Noah built the ark indicated that he was not a selfish person. He had asked others to come in, and yet the Bible says only his household was saved.
挪亚的信心还有第三方面的效果。
And the third result of Noah's faith.
刚才所念的这节圣经说，挪亚的这些行为， 就定了那个世代的罪。
The Bible says that by Noah's doing, he condemned the world.
这句话很难明白。
This is a phrase that may be hard to understand.
可是这是一件千真万确的事情。
But this is the truth.
为什么挪亚定了那个世代的罪呢？
Why did he, in doing so, condemn the world?
挪亚是想要救那个世代的人，挪亚并不想定他们的罪。
Noah did not want to condemn their sins, but he wanted to save them.
可是这是一件不可避免的事情。挪亚他所做的和那些人所做的，很明显的，挪亚称义了，那些人被定罪了。
But it was unavoidable because by Noah's faith, by his actions, he was righteous.And by comparison or by contrast, the people were condemned by their sins.
让我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
当主耶稣降世为人的时候，他并不是要定世人的罪。
When Jesus Christ came to the earth, he did not come to judge or condemn the world.
可是当时的人听见他讲了那么多的道，看见他那么圣洁的行为，到后来弃绝了他。
But the people at that time heard his words, saw his actions, and yet at the end rejected him.
他们不但不相信他，他们还杀害了他。
Not only did they not receive him, but they actually ended up murdering him.
耶稣最先的意思是要救他们，结果呢，那些人反而定了自己的罪。
Jesus came to save them, and yet they condemned themselves by their actions.
这就是圣经上说的，人在黑暗中，当光出现的时候，他们不但不爱光。他们反而要想消灭那个光。
This is why the Bible said men were in the darkness, and when the light came, they did not receive the light, and yet wanted to smother the light.
挪亚的情形就是这样。
And this is the same way with Noah.
他一方面建造那个方舟，他一方面传道。
As he was building the ark, he continued to preach.
他对人说：“世界上的罪恶很大，神就要审判了。”我盖这个方舟就是希望洪水来的时候大家躲到里面可以平安。
He told his friends, the people, he said, the sins of this world is great. God shall judge the earth. And I'm building this ark so that we may be delivered from God's judgment.
可是没有人相信他讲的话。
But nobody believed Noah.
不相信还不说，很多人讥笑他。
Not only did they not believe him, but they mocked him.
你这个老头子，你一定是头脑不清楚。
You foolish old man, you must be senile.
我们在这个地方住了这么多年，我们不晓得这里不会有洪水吗
？We have been living here for years and years, and we know that there's not going to be a flood here.
哈，你要建造一个船，造那么大干什么
？And you're here, you are building this ark and building it so large. Why?
住在海边的人都看过船呢，没有一个人坐船坐四方的呀。
Many of us live by the sea. We've seen many boats, and nobody builds a rectangular boat.
很多人讥笑他。嘲弄他。
Many people sneered at him, mocked him.
那些人不悔改。
Those people did not repent.
到了有一天洪水真的来的时候，圣经上说，那个方舟的门是神把它关上。
And when the great flood came, the Bible said God closed the door to the ark.
是神把它关起来。
It was closed by God.
当洪水来的时候，一定很多人在那里叩门想要进去，可是神关上了，不能打开。
When the great rain came, I'm sure many people were knocking on the door, hoping to come in, but at that time, God closed the door, and they were not able to enter.
所以挪亚的信心，一方面是他自己因信称义，使他全家得救；另外一方面，定了当时世代人的罪。
So by Noah's action, not only did he become righteous, he saved his household, but yet at the same time, he condemned the world.
还有这个第四方面是讲到挪亚的信心跟神发生什么关系。
And the fourth thing talks about Noah's relationship with God.
这里讲到挪亚，他有一个敬畏神的心。
Here it talked about Noah reverenced God.
我们常常提到敬畏神，到底什么是敬畏神
？We often talk about having reverence for God. What does that mean?
一个敬畏神的人，圣经上说。他就是一个遵照神的命令做事的人。
To have reverence for God means that a person who has reverence for God means a person will obey and follow God's ways.
神对挪亚说：“你要建造一个大方舟。”他最先听说的时候，他一定吓坏了，盖一个那么大的东西做什么
？When God first told Noah to build this rectangular boat, I'm sure Noah at first was shocked. Why should I be building this boat?
他假如要跟他太太商量商量，他太太也说他：“你大概老糊涂了。”
If he were to have a little discussion with his wife would probably say, "You're a foolish old man, too."
他跟他最好的朋友商量商量，别人也说他，这何必呢？
If he talks to his friends, his neighbors, and they would probably also say, what for?
可是圣经上说, 挪亚是个敬畏神的人。
But the Bible said Noah was a man who had reverence for God.
神指示他, 他就采取行动, 这是敬畏神。
God directed him, and he acted upon it and produced action, and this is having reverence for God.
有些时候, 假如你很清楚知道神要你做什么, 没有一个人赞成你, 你还应当学习挪亚一样, 敬畏神, 做神要你做的事。
Oftentimes, if you have heard the clear voice of God telling you what to do, even though everyone around you is against it, you need to learn from Noah and just act upon it by faith.
刚才我们讲到以挪, 他有信心, 挪亚也有信心。
Just now we talked about Enoch having faith. We also see that Noah had faith.
以诺他信心的表现是在生活方面。
Enoch demonstrated his faith in his life.
挪亚他信心的表现, 除了在生活方面以外, 也在工作方面。
Noah's demonstration of faith was not only in his life, but also in his works.
圣经上讲到以诺与神同行, 也讲到挪亚与神同行。
The Bible talks about Enoch walking with God, and the Bible also talks about Noah walking with God.
有些时候我们讲到我们要跟随神。
Oftentimes we talk about following God.
可是圣经上讲到以诺、挪亚他们与神同行, 这两个有什么不一样?
But the Bible talks about Enoch and Noah walking with God. Now what is the difference?
跟随神当然是在神的后边跟着他走。
When we follow God, we are following behind God.
可是一个人若是跟随神又跟神的距离并不很远, 那就是与神同行。
But if you are following God and yet the distance between you and God is not great, then you are following.
圣经上把我们人生比作一条长途的旅行。
The Bible often talks about, describes our life as a long journey.
这个人生到底长不长, 要看你有没有一个好的同伴跟你一块走。
Whether or not life, this journey is long, depends on whether or not you have a good companion.
神是我们人生旅途上最好的同伴。
God is the best companion that we could have in our journey of life.
假如你有神与你同行, 什么困难, 神都帮助你克服。
If God walks with you in your life, then no matter what kind of problems you encounter, He can help you.
很宝贵的挪亚, 他不单是与神同行, 在生活方面见证他的信心, 他也在实际工作的方面, 证明他有信心, 因为他建造方舟。
Noah did not only have demonstrated faith in his walking with God in his life, but in his works, his actions, he also proved that he was a man of faith.
我们最近礼拜三晚上的聚会正在查考这个罗马书。
On our Wednesday night Bible study, we've been studying the book of Romans.
可不可以请大家一起看一看罗马书的第一章？
Please turn to Romans chapter 1.
在罗马书第一章一开头的地方, 保罗怎么介绍他自己呢？
As the book of Romans begins, Paul introduces himself in this way.
第一节他说, 他奉召为使徒。
Verse 1, it says that he was called as an apostle.
请大家注意, 这里讲到, 神呼召他。
Here it talks about God calling him.
在罗马书第一章开头的这几节圣经里面, 三个地方讲到神呼召人。
In the beginning of the book of Romans, 3 times it talks about God calling people.
我们再看下面的。
Let's look down a little bit. Verse 6.
其中也有你们这蒙召, 这里又是提到护照, 蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
Verse 6. Among whom you also are the called of Christ Jesus.
这里讲到神呼召人做一个属耶稣基督的人。
Here it talks about God calling people to belong to Christ.
这是讲到神呼召我们做一个基督徒, 做一个信徒, a believer.
Here it talks about God calling us to be Christians or to be believers.
第七节,
Verse 7.
这是第三次提到护照。
Third time mentions God's calling.
我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召, 看见没有? 奉召做圣徒的众人。
Here it talks about to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called, pay attention to called, as saints.
在这里讲到神呼召人做圣徒。
Here it talks about God calling man to be saints.
我希望我们把这三个地方比较一下, 整理一下。
I really hope that we could take these three callings and try to look at them closely.
3个地方讲到神呼召.
Three different callings, three different heavenly callings of God.
神呼召人做信徒.
God calls man to be believer.
这是讲到信仰方面.
Here it talks about faith.
你有没有这个信仰?
Do you have that faith?
这是第一步.
This is the first step.
可是不是单单停在这里.
But you don't stop at this.
第二步, 神呼召人做圣徒.
Secondly, God calls man to be a saint.
单单说有信仰不够, 你有没有圣洁的生活?
Not only is it enough to have faith, do you have a life, a holy life?
单单有生活的见证还不够, 还要更进一步.
But it's not only still enough to have this life.
神呼召人做使徒.
God calls man to be an apostle.
使徒就是有一个特别的工作使命的人。
An apostle is one who is commissioned with special work.
在这里强调人在神面前的服事。
Here it talks about serving God.
神呼召我们一步一步的晋升。
God calls us step by step.
有了信仰。
We have
再有圣洁的生活。
We have a holy life.
然后再有一个服事神的工作。
We have service or work for God.
在希伯来书第十一章里面讲到这些信心的伟人情形正是这个样。
The great men of faith in Hebrews 11 demonstrate such calling.
我们想到第一个人亚伯，他是有信仰的人。
First we talk about Abel who had faith.
伊诺，他不但是有信仰，而且他与神同行，他有生活见证。
Enoch, not only did he have faith in God, but he walked with God and he lived it in his life.
挪亚就更进一步。
And Noah went a step further.
他不但有信心, 他有生活, 而且他有侍奉。
Not only did he have faith, he had the life, and he added to that service or work.
我们在座的诸位, 希望你把神的话和自己的情形做一个衡量。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that you would take God's word and weigh them.
你现在停留在第几步?
Which step are you taking right now?
你能够说你是一个信徒吗?
Can you say that you are a believer?
盼望神坚定你的信心。
I really hope that God would assure and strengthen your faith.
这种信心是要维持一生之久, 并不是我信一段时间又不信,不信后来又信,决定了一直到永远。
This is a faith that is solid and stable through the life. You don't, it's not a faith that you have for a while and then lose for a while, but it's a faith that's everlasting through your life.
一个非基督徒在基督徒的旁边，他最关心的并不是基督徒的信仰，他所看的是你的生活行为的表现。When
a non-believer is standing next to a believer, he necessarily is not concerned with your faith, but he is concerned with your life.
所以我们不单需要信徒，我们需要圣徒，让人看出来我们的生活实在是跟别人不一样。Therefore,
it's not only enough for us to be believers, but we must be saints, so that in our life we will act out our faith.
有些时候我们所听见的话，让我们的心里好像刀扎一样，觉得那个基督徒啊，非基督徒说他跟没有信主的没有什么两样。Sometimes
it really pierces our hearts when a non-believer says, "This believer, this Christian, acts or lives just like a non-believer."
神帮助我们。God
help us.
当别人知道我们是基督徒的时候，他们会羡慕，他们不会因为我们的缘故亵渎神。
God help us that as people find out we are Christians, that they would be envious of our life and that we would not be actually an obstacle to them.
单单你自己独善其身,有一个很好的生活还不够,圣洁的生活。这里讲到挪亚,他更进一步,他为神工作,做神要他做的事情。
And it is not enough yet to have to live a purer, a sanctified life on our own. But it says here that Noah went a step further. He produced work. He obeyed God and did the work that God directed.
神希望每一个教会的人,弟兄姐妹,你都有侍奉的工作。
God really desires each one of us within the church to have service.
你可能在某一方面的工作已经侍奉了一长很长的一段时间,可能神要你换另外一个工作,可是总要有工作。
Maybe you've been serving in certain capacity for a while. Maybe God wants you to change. But yet, no matter what service you are offering to God, God wants you to serve in His church. Maybe you've never done anything for God.
前两天有一个太太对我说,她想,我希望能够也帮忙做一点事。
A couple days ago, a woman came up to me and said she really hoped to be able to help in certain areas.
听说你们礼拜堂每个礼拜天中午唱诗班的人要在礼拜堂吃饭。 那怎么办呢? 有太太们帮他们烧饭。
She says that I hear that the church choir practices after the service on Sundays, and what do they do for lunch? Are there people to help make lunch for them?
但是我愿意帮忙烧饭。
She said, I'm willing to help cook for the choir.
后来她听说啊, 这个烧饭的人还要特别, 还要负责去买菜, 她说糟糕了, 我不能去买菜, 因为我没有汽车。
And then she found out that the person who makes the lunch must also buy the food, and she said, oh, I can't really do that because I don't have a car.
他说：“可是另外一件事情我可以做。我听说这个主日崇拜的时候，有些小孩子在那个托儿班里面需要有人帮忙照顾他们，让妈妈们能够专心听到。他说这个我倒可以做。”But
she said there is another area that I may be able to help in. I heard that while the service is going on Sundays, we have childcare, and perhaps I can help take care of the kids so that the mothers can come and attend the worship service.
你负责照顾那个小孩子，并不是说每个礼拜都是你呀，好些人轮流啊。 隔一段时间你有一次可以让那些妈妈们有机会听到，这也是侍奉神。This
is also serving God to take care of children, to take turn taking care of children during worship services so the mothers can come and attend service.
礼拜天早上我们到礼拜堂里来看见东西都很干净，有人在暗中打扫。And
every Sunday you come here and you look at the sanctuary, so clean and neat. There are brothers and sisters who are cleaning the church in secret.
唱诗班的人每一个主日崇拜的时候提供大概只有五分钟的节目，他们练习了两个钟头、三个钟头。The
choir, they may only get up and sing for 5 minutes each Sunday, and yet they spend 2 hours, 3 hours practicing each week.
刚才我提到做见证的人，他们也是预备了。Just
now I talked about the people who offer their testimonies this morning, and they also spent time in preparation.
你在家里面煮饭算不了什么，你在教会里煮饭，嘿。
When you cook at home, it may not amount to much, but when you cook in the church, then you're offering your service to God.
在教会里面找一点服侍的工作。
You should look for areas in this church where you can offer your service.
我们不能够像挪亚做的那么多, 可是我们至少要做一点。
We may not be able to produce great works like Noah did, but we can offer but a little.
可能有些人你可以参加唱诗班唱诗的。
Maybe you could join a choir and sing.
你可以帮忙诗班煮饭。
Maybe you could cook, help to prepare lunch for the choir.
你可以帮忙看顾小孩子。
Maybe you could help take care of the kids.
你什么都不能做, 至少你可以帮忙做招待。
If you cannot do anything, at least you could do is help ushering people in.
我们有一位总招待, 他的名字记在这个上面。 假如哪一个人你喜欢做这个招待啊, 你散会的时候, 你可以跟这位孙弟兄打个招呼, 他会给你一个机会。
The name of our head usher is listed in your bulletin, Brother Raymond's son. If you wish to help in ushering people in, please talk to him after service.
在教会里面有一些人在社会上非常有地位的, Dr. Degree, 工厂的厂长,总经理, 在教会里面当招待,这是服侍神。
There are many of us in this congregation who have very high social status, maybe a president of a company, a manager, a chairman maybe. But yet, if you were to even but be an usher in the church, you are serving God.
我盼我们今天在座的每一位，你至少一段时间在教会里做一件事，为神做。
I really hope that each and every one of us in here this morning at least serve God in this church for a little while in something big or small.
你可以借着祷告侍奉神。
You could serve God through prayer.
在我们礼拜天崇拜以前有三个房间都有祷告会，你参加过一次没有？
We list in the bulletin that before the worship service there are 3 rooms set aside for prayer. Have you ever attended?
你会开汽车，你曾经把你的汽车奉献给神，没有带领一个人到教会里来？
You have a car. Have you ever dedicated this car to God and bring even just one person to church?
神很祝福你的事业，你可以在奉献钱财的事情上侍奉神。
God has blessed you in your business and you've prospered. Can you offer a little bit of that back to God?
挪亚那个时候建造那个方舟，他不晓得花了多少钱。
When Noah was building the ark, I'm sure he had to buy a lot of wood, a lot of material, and it was very expensive.
他花了多少的精神时间？
How much time and energy he spent.
我们今天也是凭着信心建造一个属灵的方舟。
Here, today we hear about faith, and we can build a spiritual ark.
我们希望多一点人进来。
We hope that more and more can enter this ark.
也许别人会笑你，可是你要知道你所相信的是对的。Many
people may laugh at you, may mock you, but you must believe that what you're doing is right. Anything that you may encounter today, Noah already encountered back then. But yet his faith endured, and he was a man who God considered righteous. Even though Noah lived many, many years before Christ was on earth, and yet when Jesus was here, he also mentioned Noah.
现在我们要看马太福音第24章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音第24章, 请看第37节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 37.
马太24章37节。
Matthew 24, verse 37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。这是耶稣讲的话。Jesus
is talking. He says, "For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah."
这里讲到人子就是耶稣的自称。Here
he talks about the Son of Man, meaning Christ.
挪亚的日子怎样，耶稣基督将来再降临的时候也要怎样。这是什么意思？
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. What does this really mean?
38节,
Verse 38.
当洪水以前的人子日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，一直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。For
as in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not understand until the flood came and took them away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
在挪亚的那个时候，罪恶很大，今天的世界也是罪恶很大。In
the days of Noah, the sins of the world was great, and likewise today.
在挪亚的那个时候，神差遣挪亚传道，希望人悔改。神今天也是差遣很多人传道，希望人悔改。In
the days of Noah, God sent Noah as a preacher to preach to man of repentance, and today God also sends many people to spread the gospel and ask men to repent.
在挪亚的那个时候，很多人他们不是没有听见，他们听见了，可是不相信。今天也是一样。In
the days of Noah, many people heard and yet did not believe, and today likewise.
那里讲到挪亚的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶。Here
it talks about in the days of Noah, men were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage.
吃喝，这是人基本的需要。 这也是神所喜欢的事情。可是一个人若是他整天只想吃、只想喝，那就是不对了。Eating
and drinking is a necessity of life, and God also delights when man do that. But if that's all man occupies himself with, then that is not right.
这里讲到嫁娶，我们看圣经就知道，婚姻的制度是神圣的，是神所设立的。神喜欢人过一个美满的婚姻的生活。可是，假如人一生只是想到这些事情，那就错了。
Here it talks about marrying and giving in marriage. We know that marriage, based on the Bible, is an institution established by God, so God delights in marriage. But if a man or a person thinks only of marrying, then that is not right. We Christians eat, we drink, we marry, we give in marriage, just like anyone else. And yet we are a little different because we are like Noah. We take heed of the warning that God gives us, in that God, Jesus Christ, is coming back again.
圣经上讲到耶稣基督将来再来的时候，他也要审判这个世界。The
Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ comes again, he will judge the world.
所不同的是什么？挪亚的那个时代是水的审判，洪水。 当来耶稣再来的时候是火的审判，这个世界一切都要被火焚烧。圣经上讲。
The only difference is when God.